This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lin. This time of year, many Asian countries mark the start of the rice-growing season by holding plowing festivals. They include prosperity rituals, thought to help farmers abundantly grow what's at the heart of most Asian cuisine. Philadelphia executive chef Chitayi Venus Kaputong grew up in Bangkok, Thailand, where in the spring she and her family prayed to gods to protect crops. She now shares rice-based dishes and other Thai delicacies of her childhood at her namesake restaurant at 12th and Walnut Streets. It's called Chitayi Thai. I met up with her there to talk about the food she loves. I asked her what a typical day in Thailand is like for foodies.
Oh my God, at the moment you open your eye in the morning, that when it start, wake up, eat the early dawn meal, and then you get into breakfast. After breakfast, you get into a little snack, and then you get to brunch. After brunch, then you get to lunch. After lunch, then you get to like a small saute noodle dish, and then you have an afternoon tea and have a snack, and then dinner. Late night, if you go out or whatever, it's food everywhere for supper. Different type of rice soup, or different type of noodles, or pan fry, or seafood. So it's like 24/7 constantly eating.
You don't have time to do any other work. Your work is finding your next yeah. meal.
Yes, definitely.
The story of Thai food, as you and your family seem to know it, is it's a story of depth. The layers to a dish, the days out before something is just right and ready to serve days later. Tell us about that.
Oh my God, it starts from picking the ingredient. Let's say palm sugar. We use a lot of palm sugar in Thai cooking rather than processing white sugar. Palm sugar are 100% organic that come from the palm tree, and then they reduce them until it become congealed sweet goodies. Different part of Thailand, the palm sugar tastes different. The best palm sugar to me is from the province called Phetchaburi, located between the salt water and the fresh water. So the soil have both. It's sweet, it comes very subtle, and it makes the food really delicious.
What is the nature of the food from Bangkok? Is it an earthy, is it a spicy flavor?
Bangkok is more classic. It more have the sweet touch to it. Whether sweet from sugar, sweet from the vegetable, sweet from fruit, even sweet from protein. So it have a hint of sweetness too, rather than the south, the east, the west, or the north. The east can be more salty. The north will be more earthy. The south will be more spicy. But central is stay classic. Classical Thai, that's what I would say.
What foods did you grow up with that you must have on your menu?
I really suggest the pork chang, inspired by old school. The pork chang is stew for the long period of time, and then we lightly deep-fried it and topped with my signature yam sauce, which is fresh lime, palm sugar, Thai chili pepper, and all kinds of herbs and spice, and a little sweet, a little sour, a little salty. It has every color palette of the taste in one dressing. So you got the stew, and you got crispy outside, and you got the sauce on the top, and have all kinds of vegetables in it. So this is a whole spectrum of everything that you can imagine in one bowl.
Rice is such a staple, of course. How do you go about honoring rice in any given dish?
That's a really good question, because Thai people won't be Thai people if they not eat rice. If somebody tell you they're Thai and like, no, I not eat rice, they lie to you, they're not Thai. People eat the meal. 70% will be rice. The 30% will be whatever entree or salad that you eat with the rice. So, of course, there is the deep culture and deep root in Thai people to respect rice. So, therefore, before they grew the rice, they have to give a respect and do some sort of mantra and celebration to different god. Definitely one is the god of rice that all the farmer must celebrate throughout the years that have to respect her.
Do you eat what you make in the kitchen, or are you nibbling on a bowl of cereal somewhere because you're so all over the place.
I make new food every day that I want to try it because we're such a new restaurant. I'm worried about I'm gaining weight. I'm eating a lot because I'm trying the food. Only the way that you will know your food, you have to try it.